Finding the right cleat can be transformative. Believe me, I've worn plenty during my career. So getting the right balance is crucial. The cleat needs to feel good on your foot, but also feel good connecting with the ball. The New Balance Furon 7 Plus is built with both of those points in mind, offering overall comfort and precise striking in the game's fastest moments. Because, as I learned the hard way, because I didn't possess much of it, speed matters in soccer. That's why the Furon 7 Plus is built for accuracy and precision at rapid pace, and is engineered specifically for use on firm ground. Why is this the ideal cleat, I hear you ask? Well, not to get too scientific, but the Furon 7 Plus offers a lightweight yet supportive hypo-knit with mesh lining upper construction and is paired with offset lacing for a truer strike of the ball, which is a long way of me saying that your game will immediately get better when these are on your feet. Learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game that was. At every single moment of this game, we've said, could it be any more chaotic? Could it be any more dramatic? Alyssa Nair wasn't going to have that loss on her conscience. How epic was that, Jess?
Absolutely epic. I mean, we have to put this woman down as one of the greatest to ever do it in goal, honestly, because obviously she made, you know, a mistake at the end of the game, but totally made up for it when they went into penalties. Three saves and scores a banger. It honestly doesn't get any better than that for a goalkeeper. You kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, she had one of the best penalties of the night as well. And then to make three saves, she's such a leader. We talked about her a lot on the last show Sunday and tonight. Getting her 100th cap, leading this team, I think she has solidified this position for herself moving forward. And she came back from that mistake. A lot of players, keepers in particular, would kind of lose their heads a little bit after doing something like that. But to save three and to score? I mean, yeah, she's her.
I mean, it says just so much, doesn't it? You're right about the resilience and the mental strength that mm-hmm. she has. You know her well, Jess. I mean, what is she like on and off the pitch? Give us some insight to her.
Yeah, you guys see, Kelly said it earlier. You know, she's telling her team to calm down after making such a great save last game against Colombia. And so that's exactly how she is off the field. Such a calm, composed mm-hmm. human being. You know, you almost want to know what she's thinking. Like, Alyssa, what's going on in that head of yours? You know what I mean? And so she's obviously just an incredible person mm-hmm. on and off the field. I mean, she's just absolutely fascinating of a human being, but even more fascinating of a footballer.
I mean, this is going to really propel them and give them so much momentum now heading into the final. But on the other side of things, Canada just be devastated with how things ended tonight, Darian.
Yeah, it's a tough loss, especially, you know, I think we could have seen a lot better of a game. Both these teams, I know, were coming so prepared for this match. I'm bummed we didn't get to see it, but they both prevailed and put up a really good fight. This isn't the end for Canada. I think when we see them play, when the elements aren't so poor with the field conditions and the rain, the game might look a little bit different, but they should keep their heads up because they had a really great tournament.
I mean, they did, didn't they? And everything kind of went against them tonight, even the couple of penalty calls that we'll see later on when we show the highlights. They get one in the end and they think, oh, we've got another chance. And to end like that was really, really heartbreaking.
Absolutely. And for Leone to go the other way, we didn't know which way she was going to go. If she was going to go the same way she went before. But obviously it was great composure again by Alyssa Nair. But I was really proud for Sophia Smith stepping up first, you know, to take her penalty, because she came off of, you know, missing in the World Cup, coming in, taking it first. I mean, world-class striker, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she picked it up from the last of the tournament. She really made a name for herself again. She overcame that. It was good to see.
Absolutely. So it's going to be the U.S. against Brazil in the final. Stay with us.
Hey, Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Came down to the very final kick between Canada and the US advanced to the inaugural W Gold Cup final, where they will take on Brazil, who outdid Mexico in every way in the other semi-final earlier on tonight. 3-0 the final score in that match, so it all tees up nicely for Sunday's game, which will kick off at 8:15 Eastern. Well, for more on the match and all the chaos we saw, let's welcome in our rules expert, who's still with us, Christina Uncle. Christina, we've got a few things to talk to you about. Let's just start, though, shall we, with the penalty shout in the 48th minute, because when we were watching it here, we thought, oh, it's got to have been a penalty. I heard you say on the broadcast that you were surprised that it wasn't recommended down for VAR. Now you've had another look at it. What do you think?
I think Davidson got away with one there. It is a clear step on the foot. When I went back and took a couple looks at the angles, there is no contact. If anything, there's no material contact by Davidson on that ball. Instead, there was more of a step on the foot. It should have been a recommendation from VAR for a penalty. So the USA did get away with one of those.
Uncle, the equalizing penalty with Vanessa Gilles and Alyssa Nair at the end, was that clear and obvious to you as well from the jump?
It was from the jump as soon as you saw that. And one of the really deciding kind of factors for that when you're looking at it both live as well as when you see the initial play is the direction of the ball and where it went. That was one of the quickest indicators to say Nair did not get a material significant touch on that ball. So that's why live I felt pretty comfortable that it would eventually be a penalty and a yellow card, and the videotape confirmed that from all angles. Mm-hmm.
Christina, just in case we have any new viewers joining us for this post-game and think, why was this game even still going on in the second half after we saw them trying to get all the water off at halftime? The conditions were so poor in the first half. Just explain to us where the decision-making came from for the game to continue.
All right, so I'm going to keep this as politically correct as possible. By the laws and the technical rules, the referees have the final decision as to whether or not to determine and deem that the field is a playable situation. CONCACAF did come out with that statement. However, practically speaking, there is a CONCACAF match commissioner on each one of these games. And it was very clear that you could see that the referee herself was not confident that the field was a suitable playing condition, as she gave us, including the match commissioner, basically an example in showing right in front of the match commissioner, who typically stands near the fourth official table saying, I don't think this is a playable field condition. And practically speaking, match commissioners are the ones who eventually tell you, yes, you can continue to play. Yes, you should continue to play, or no, go ahead and stop the game. Because trust me, having been in her shoes before, hearing that in your earpiece, if a match commissioner tells you to cancel the game, you automatically cancel the game, or at least you temporarily suspend it. So for those who are asking, please note that practically speaking, you must have the support of the tournament competition match commissioner in order to stop a game. If you did do so on your own as a referee, unfortunately, there are consequences that maybe the other rest of the football world does not know about. So that is probably the most politically correct way I can say why the game continued.
Okay, interesting. Nice, Christina. Just before we say goodbye, it's 1:30 a.m. Eastern here. You've been on Champions League coverage with us all day today. Have you got any more football that you want to watch later on tonight, or are you finally done for the day?
You know what? We might as well just keep going on. I know Paramount Plus CBS Sports has football 24/7 on demand, so let's go. Why not?
Well, I'm hearing they'll see you on Morning Footy tomorrow. And then, hey, Europa League, just the casual, 32 games we've got to look forward to. I'll see you in about 8 hours. Bye, Christina.
All right. See you soon, Bobby. Bye, all.
Okay, let's just take you out to California now, where Jenny Chu just caught up with Sophia Smith moments ago.
Sophia, I don't even know where to begin. The field conditions, all the way to penalty kicks. You're incredibly emotional. Talk to me about it.
Oh, I mean, the game was a little bit unplayable in the first half, so we knew that we just had to get the ball up and get the ball in behind and figure out a way to score, and Jaden did a really good job of that. I think we put in a gritty team performance, and yeah, it's emotional. It's been an emotional ride for me personally since the World Cup, so this is just a big relief, and I couldn't be more proud of our team.
Obviously, the team win is great. You guys are on to the finals, but more so your goal, making that difference, and then your celebration seemed very emotional. Yeah. It meant so much to you. Can you just tell me why? You know, obviously, you're talking about having a difficult time, but what do you mean?
I mean, it's just to miss a PK in a World Cup takes a toll on you mentally, and then I feel like since then I've just been trying to work my way back, and yeah, I obviously haven't had a goal this tournament, and it's hard as a forward to not kind of get that and help the team in that way, so I think that goal was just a relief of a lot of emotions.
Well, we're very happy for you, Sophia. Congratulations. On to the finals.
Yes, on to the finals. Thank you.
Oh, it's great to hear Sophia Smith just talking so honestly there. We felt like we saw that relief in the celebration, but you kind of forget as a fan what these players go through, Jess, and dating back, obviously, to the World Cup. Tonight must have felt like a big weight off her shoulders in some ways.
Absolutely. And I know World Cup was obviously a challenge for the U.S. Women's National Team and them not wanting to advance and succeed the way that they wanted to. So, yeah, it's definitely mentally challenging. And for a striker, you know, when things aren't really going your way in front of the goal, it can also take a mental toll, which is something that not a lot of people outside of that career really understand. So I totally get where Soph Smith is coming from, but I am super proud of her for obviously putting the game up 2-1, you know, throughout this game, and then making her penalty after missing at the World Cup, because that is a very difficult thing to do. That's a lot of pressure, and so she handled herself very well to bounce back from that.
Yeah, I think this also gives her another layer to her game as really being a leader on this team. You've seen players before her, Pino, Alex Morgan, all of these legends in the game have missed penalties before and have overcome it. So I think this was so good for her to be able to overcome something like that. And you see her tears after. That made me emotional. You can see how much it means. And even in the way she was playing tonight, I think it's great for her. And we're going to see an uproar in her confidence going forward.
I mean, she plays beyond her years, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So it's easy to forget how young she is. And she's got so much more to give. And hopefully it starts with another title this Sunday when they take on Brazil in the final. Also a great night for the captain, Lindsey Horan, who's swapping jerseys there at the end of the match. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
So the W Gold Cup final is set on Sunday. It's the US taking on Brazil on Paramount Plus. Our coverage will begin for you at 7 o'clock Eastern on the Golazo Network as well. A lot to look forward to with this game. Just before we look ahead to it, though, let's just listen in to Lindsay Horan, who was speaking with Jenny Chu moments ago.
All right, Lindsay, let's start chronologically here. The weather conditions. We can see that you were a little upset and you were having conversations with the ref about it potentially being unplayable. Why don't you tell me what those conversations were like?
Yeah, a little bit of frustration, I guess, for me. I mean, it's not a day that you can play football, and it's really unfortunate. But at the end of the day, I think me and Jesse were just like, okay, well, we gotta move forward and we got to play. So it is what it is, and we played on.
Well, now you're on to the final. After going up twice, coming back, going into penalty kicks, what did you see from your team today? I mean, incredible grit.
I mean, that's back to that U.S. mentality that we've been talking about that we've needed, and it's in us. And I think that's what you guys saw today. It's just, again, it's not a game that you're going to play football. I don't think there's more than a few completed passes on the ground. But, the grit, you know, getting a goal, the tie, getting another goal, and then the PKs and Alyssa coming up massive. And I have to shout out Soph Smith, too, because she needed that goal. And to get that first PK, I was so, so proud of her.
Well, going from one interview to the next, you guys just gave each other a hug. And you said, Alyssa, physical touch. She must be incredibly excited after two saves and stepping up and scoring her own. How happy are you for her?
Oh, I'm so happy. I mean, at the end of the day, she'll just be like, this is my job. And that's what I needed to do for the team. And she's going to hate herself for, like, not saving one of them. I don't know. But she always comes up big for us. That's Alyssa Nair for you. So proud of her. But nothing new.
Nothing new. Congratulations. You're on to the final. Brazil next.
Thank you so much. We can't wait.
Oh, it's so good to see Lindsay Horan there smiling after the game. Jenny, how dramatic was that match live pitch side?
Poppy, it's one of those matches that you look back and say, I was there in person. I experienced every single bit of it. I stayed the entire game. And you know what? I looked around at the fans that stayed until the very last minute. I said, yep, this is what they can tell their grandkids about. They stayed for the very last moment, the penalty kicks, all of it. I'm glad I was here for it. I mean, my shoes are ruined, even though I just bought them, but I'm glad I was here for it.
Not the shoes. Jenny, it was so sweet to hear the players talking about Sophia Smith and Alyssa Nair, and you could see how heightened emotions were and how much this meant to this team. Did you get that sense from every player on the team that they knew exactly how much this moment meant to those two?
Oh, 100%. Just to see the celebrations of how they dived for Sophia, right? Sophia does the knee slide, and you can tell it means so much to her, but her players then go and tackle her, and you can see that everyone is so happy because they can feel the weight on her shoulder that she's been feeling. She walked up crying, and I said, Sophia, what's with the emotion? And she said, it's just been such a hard time. But to see all of the players around her kind of rally around her and be so excited for her is something that you've seen consistently with this U.S. Women's National Team, right? When Alex Morgan scores her penalty kick in that first game, you see that weight that gets lifted from her shoulders and everybody on the bench stand up and be happy for her. And I think that just seeing that energy around the team is so helpful, is so positive, and that's going to help this team move forward in all aspects.
Yeah, Jenny, what do you think the final looks like then against Brazil? Because we said earlier it feels like Brazil's back line and in pockets of play, they haven't really been tested that much. However, for the U.S., they've now just played 120 minutes on a soaking wet field, gone to penalties. It's been an emotional match. Will the momentum, though, outweigh that and carry them through? How do you see it playing out?
You know what? I will say the crowd made such a difference. So for the final, if there is a huge American crowd, I do think that gives them an advantage. Going into these penalty kicks, the U.S. fans were cheering. They were on for the extra time. And I really do think that that helps you, especially when your legs are getting so tired and you're dealing with all of this field conditions that are so heavy and so difficult. You talk about going into that final against Brazil. Brazil played a much easier game because the weather conditions hadn't really seen the field becoming so soaked up. But we did see holes in Brazil's game as well. In little moments, right? Obviously, they beat Mexico off the pitch today, and congratulations to Mexico for the good tournament. But, sorry, I'm going in circles now because there's so much to say here, Poppy. But the U.S. is going to have to recover. They said they've done this before. They've gone back and done the back-to-back 2 days, 3 days recovery, and they know how to handle this stuff. I will say, yes, it's top of mind. 120 minutes and the emotional aspect is there. But it's the United States, like Lindsey Horan said in her interview there, and this is what they do. So if the crowd comes and rallies them, I do think that, you know, it's going to be an even match.
Well, it is good practice, Jenny, as well, I suppose, isn't it? Because this tournament and the repetition of playing every few days is going to replicate what they'll have in Paris in the Olympics. So it's a good build-up to that. Go get warm. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll see you in San Diego.
I'll see you guys soon. Come join me. Hopefully it's not raining when you get here. And then everyone's going to be like, what were you complaining about this entire time, Jenny?
I hope so, because we're not going to San Diego for the rain, are we?
Not with my shoes.
I suppose then thoughts on the final. Jess, how do you see the U.S. matching up against Brazil?
I think the back line is going to be challenged. Brazil is kind of on the front foot when it comes to scoring goals. They've scored so many so far this tournament. And so I would like to see Alyssa Nayer really leading her back line and just see how things kind of go right there. But I also want to see the United States score more goals. You know, I feel like, you know, they haven't scored enough. And so let's just hope and pray like this is going to be another scrappy game. But I want to see Brazil bring their A game, because that's exactly what the United States needs in order to be tested. And we'll see how they do in the final.
Our girl Duda is going to hate me for saying this, but I don't think Brazil is expecting what's coming. The U.S., especially after such a high emotional win that went to extra time, went to penalties. You saw the grit. Sophia Smith is now back in form. Alyssa Nayer is Alyssa Nayering. I don't know if Brazil is going to have the correct response to it. I don't know if they can keep up with that energy that the U.S. has right now. Maybe at the beginning of the tournament, I would have said something different. Mm-hmm. But now, and I think looking at Brazil's back line and Luciana, who we haven't really seen been tested and who's really high off of her line, It's going to be interesting. I think that tactically the U.S. has the upper hand, and just the emotions that they mm-hmm. have right now is really going to give them momentum.
Yeah, it's going to be a great match. I wonder if Duda's up, by the way, still watching
she
us.
She did text me. She's
oh,
up.
She's up. Hi, Duda.
Sorry, Duda.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight. So Mexico are out, as is Canada. It's Brazil and the U.S. women's national team in the W Gold Cup final in San Diego on Sunday. We'll see you then.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.